Report: Joe Biden plans second coronavirus package with $3 trillion more in Build Back Better spending. By Wendell Hasebo on February 18, 2021. President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda is morphing into an even bigger spending plan of action. As his administration seeks to spend $3 trillion more on Green New Deal-like policies after Congress finalizes his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief legislation. Although plans remain fluid, the package is expected to appease the left wing of the Democrat Party. A building block for Biden's agenda, which could encompass his party's long-awaited wish list of green energy, carbon tax hikes, as well as child and elder care legislation. As the next must-pass legislation in a divided Congress, the package has opened the door to many other unrelated spending demands, such as the left's ambition to destroy fossil fuels and provide amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. The Democrats, who are in control of all three branches of government, expect disagreement over the priorities of a package due to the failure of not including a $15 minimum wage hike and tax increases in the present coronavirus relief legislation. The battle will be particularly difficult for Biden, who must carve out his presidential agenda amid competing interests, namely, the left's demands for climate legislation, special interest group requests, and Biden's own wishes for legacy drawing success. On Wednesday, Biden met with senior leadership of the AFL-CIO and other labor unions at the White House and discussed both the current relief package and the second recovery bill. The labor leaders asked Biden to approve as much as $4 trillion in infrastructure spending, citing estimates of need produced by the American Society of Civil Engineers, according to the Washington Post. "We are so far behind the curve. We rank like 38th in the world in terms of infrastructure, everything from canals to highways to airports, to everything we can do and we need to do to make ourselves competitive in the 21st century," Biden said during the meeting in the Oval Office. But Biden's words are not indicative of the pressures he faces from outside forces, which have put him in office to achieve their agenda.